Father, thank you for your goodness to us. Thank you that you are the perfect Father. We just thank you that you modeled perfection, Lord, and we thank you for that. And Holy Spirit, we thank you for being here this morning. Let's pray, Lord, that you continue just to stir our hearts and also to encourage us. I just feel this morning you're encouraging, especially the dads today. So we just invite you to continue doing what you're doing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Hold up here. Whew. You know, I felt that there's a theme being woven right through this morning. And I think it obviously has to do with encouragement, but also even the prophetic word that was coming through about us being dependent on Him. And I think that to me is in essence what the Father is saying this morning to us, to be dependent on Him. Let Him do the work. Let Him do the stuff. This is what Johnny's father said to his son. "Let me see your report card." "Johnny, I don't have it." Johnny's father, "Why not?" "Johnny, my friend just borrowed it. He wants to scare his parents." Oh, come on. "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" asked the boy. "Let's not talk about such things at the dinner table, my son," his father replied. After dinner, the father inquired, "Son, why did you ask me that question?" "Oh, nothing," the boy said. "There was a bug in your soup, but it's gone now." Yeah. "Daddy, if tigers got out and ate you up..." "Yes, son," the father asked, ready to console him. "Which bus would I take home?" "Science teacher, Rome." "When is the boiling point reached, student, science student?" "When my father sees my report card." That was like that in my family, I think. "Joe, what does your father do for a living?" "John, he's a magician. He performs tricks like sawing people in half." "Joe, do you have any brothers or sisters?" "John, yep, 4 half sisters and a half brother." I really like that. "How are you guys today? You good?" I'm finding a little bit strange. I'll try and share this around at this point. Yeah, I need a bit of space here. Look, I have to be honest here. I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm a secret flagger, okay? So I come down here on Saturday nights and I'm a secret flagger. So just know that where you're sitting right now, the flags have been waved over every seat and every seat's been prayed for. So if you feel like getting up and dancing, that's fine. I'm not inviting you to join me on a Saturday night, but it is fun. Okay, here we go. I've timed it. I'm going to try and stick to my program here. You know, children need mothers and fathers, and each has an important role in the child's development. They complement each other. But today is Father's Day, and we really want to bless and honour our dads in this church. You know, the world is crying out, I believe, for the real fathers to stand up, stand out, and to activate their honourable roles. It's such a privilege. It really is such a privilege being a dad, being a father. You know, we see the outcomes or the results of fathers who are not carrying out their primary role, which is perfectly modelled by a perfect Father God and His precious Son, Jesus. Maybe it's time for dial a father. Well, we have dial a hubby and all sorts of other dial a something programs. But we also have buddy programs, which is a program where men can have their time, that men get alongside young boys and young men to encourage them, primarily to encourage them. Young men who don't have earthly dads to help them and provide the much-needed love and role models that they need. So today I'm not going to preach or teach. You'll be pleased about that. I'm not going to preach or teach on what it means to be a dad or a father, but because there are plenty of books out there and there are plenty of courses that you guys can take, and there's positive parenting and all that stuff. You guys can dive into that and keep going to courses till kingdom come. You know, it's all there. But I just wanted to spend a few minutes encouraging you amazing dads. You know, we are seeing in the really important role that you've got, that we have, as I said before, such an honourable role, such a privileged role. We basically get one chance at this, to be a dad or a father. So let's grab it and run with it with all we possibly can. Now, how do we kind of stack up? Well, I've taken the word father and I've pulled it apart. That is each letter representing what I think our kids want us to be. Now, it's just that you might have some other idea, so it's just my idea. It's my ideas that, and there's lots of, the letters could represent lots of other ideas and words that you guys have got. But before we do this, let's hear what our kids think about us. I asked Andrea a few weeks ago if she would actually get our kids to write their responses down, is what do you really love about your dad? And I've put the responses up on the wall there, see? They're all there. But let's just read out and hear what our kids think about us as dads. Okay. What I love about my dad. Piggybacks. He is fun. Another one. I love doing great adventures with him. Here's another one. He lets me have technology. Here's another one. He is rude, funny, and cheeky. And somebody put in brackets the truth. I think that was a parent put that down. I love building with him, playing games with him. I love my daddy because he plays with me. My daddy is awesome. Playing sharks in the pool. Wow. He makes pizza. Not in my house. Sorry, Chrissy. He brings me lollies when he's been away. He does silly things. I love my daddy. I love climbing on his back. He plays with me. He lets me go to Auckland. Now, why on earth would you want to go to Auckland? Sorry if you're from Auckland. I'm sorry. He lets me go to Auckland. Take an umbrella. He's kind and caring. Here's another one. I don't think he's here today. Liam cuddles. Piggybacks cuddles. He buys awesome stuff for me. He takes me out. He takes me outdoorsy things like tramping, etc. He is so smart. He is fun. He always gets me candy and he helps me. Daddy thinks poo is funny. That sounds like one of my sons, actually. No. Anyway. Okay. So what does father represent? F-A-R-T-H-O. Well, the first one I've got down here, and you can see this coming through here. Eh? What did I say? Did I put an R in there? I did. You know, because I actually got two R's in this thing. F-A-T-H-E-R. Okay, we'll get it right. So here's the first one. F is for, fast and funny. Not fast and furious, but he runs with the wind. And that's how our kids see us, that we can kind of do anything. That it's like that thing on TV, that the little businessman, you know, he's running here, doing things. But they see us as being able to, when we come home, that we can kind of do anything. We can run around the house, chase things. I think they see us as fast, but also that we're funny. Doesn't matter what you say. I mean, I won't say that. But you could fart, you know what I mean? And the kids would laugh at it, right? That's what they said. Maybe it was F for fart, but I didn't mean to say that. But the next one is A. A, I've put down, A is active. Action man. Not asleep on the sofa, a beer in the hand, watching TV, but an action man ready to rough and tumble with the kids, even when he's tired. A good dad is also available. And attentive, giving attention to our children and meeting their needs as and when required. I got a little note down here. I was talking to a friend of mine who's a pastor in a big denomination in New Zealand. And I just asked him about this whole thing about dads. And this is what he said to me. He said, one of the big problems in society today is the absent father. Dad is too busy at work were just not around. He said a lot of our problems come from that. T is for trustworthy. Anyway, the Collins Dictionary says this means reliable, honest, and safe. I hadn't thought of it like that. Reliable, honest, and safe. A man of truth. His yes is yes, his no is no. He is consistent. Dads provide an atmosphere, a net of safety for their children. A bit like a chick and its mother's, the mother hen's wings. Like Marilyn shared last week beautifully, and she referred to the Gospel of John, abiding in his presence. Our Heavenly Father modeled this beautifully with his Son, Jesus. It's like our children abide in us as we abide in our Father's presence. And children feel this. This is a place of peace and a place of safety for them. And it really is what a home is all about. As a child, I can remember at times the opposite to that, before my mum and dad were Christians. So I think our kids are very fortunate to be brought up in Christian homes with that safe environment. You know, as I was praying about this last week, you know, I feel that in this message today and with the worship, there's something prophetic that's woven through all of this. But as I was praying about this on Friday, I felt the Lord say, T is also for time. It's like he has shown us that he always has time for us. And his arms are wide open for us to run into his arms at any time. So we too need to be the same, fathers. Really, part of what is covered under being available, we need to have our arms outspread for our kids, no matter how we feel. Love is spelt T-I-M-E. And I love that song that we sang this morning. It fits so perfectly. In his arms of love. The Father is always standing there. And even as we're worshipping today, I had this vision of the Father standing there with his arms right out like this. And he had all the kids, all of us kids, little, big, holding on to his arms. Because the arms are always there. And he's always waiting for us. H is for happy. Not grumpy and sad, but happy and glad. I think I'll let my kids down a bit here at times. When we get home from work, it's time to forget about the demands of the office and to put on our happy, glad to be home faces and then rough and tumble with the kids. I remember doing that in the days when I was working for the public service and I was able to get home by about 5:15. We had glide time in those days. I sort of glided in and glided out. It was great. Yep. Anyway, I remember often getting home and just taking the boys in those days for walks up the Nio Hill. And I think Chrissy just sense of relief. It's like, rough and tumble. Yeah. Yes. Time to party. E is for encouragement. You know, you can tell your kids, this is a really important thing. And this is what my friend was telling me, this pastor, is that a lot of children don't get enough encouragement. The role of a teacher, the role of a mother, role of a father, big one when it comes from dad, just to encourage your kids. The kids can do anything these days. They can fly a plane, they can be a rocket scientist, they can be a doctor, a dentist, a builder, they can be a drummer, they can be a musician, truly a sportsman, a sportswoman. The kids can do anything these days. Though the role that we've got is to encourage them and build them up. Yeah. They can do anything. It doesn't take a lot to encourage or to build a child up. Yes, even when they are in their teenage and adult years. We're still doing that. Yeah. And the Bible tells in Ephesians 6:4 that fathers are not to exasperate, and that means irritate, our children, but to bring them up in the things of the Lord. Encouragement is one of the most vital things needed in a child's development. In fact, it's necessary for all of us to encourage one another. Paul emphasizes this in his letter in Ephesians. He says in 4:29, it says, "Do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful in bringing and building others up according to their needs. And my prayer would be that that's what we'd be in this church, encouraging one another, encouraging the people on hospitality, encouraging our kids in ministry, encouraging our mums and dads that they've finally made it through another week, encouraging our worship leaders and our worship bands who come down here on Thursday nights to practice and they're here again early this morning to encourage one another and build one another up. I see that as a primary thing for us. R is for righteousness. Now, I could have had all sorts of things under R, rest and all sorts of, but R is for righteousness. This actually means just, upright, and godly. Now, this is where I kind of slot love in. I had to find a place to slot love in, into the word Father. To me, it's the essence of being, the essence of being righteous rather than religious. Being godly is being like our Father God, who so loved us that he gave his only Son, so that we might have life in its completeness. To be a good role model, one that's going to impact our children for the rest of their lives, must come from a foundation of love. He loved us first, and he told us to love one another as he loves us. This includes our little people, includes our wives too. Jesus always hung out with his dad, and he showed us a life of love that is perfect for us to emulate as fathers and mothers. As I was reading through the Gospel of John, it's amazing because we read last week about chapter 15. I think Jesus refers to his father about 10 times in that passage of Scripture. In actual fact, when you look at the Gospel of John, there are more references to the Father and the Father heart of God and the love that he has than any other book in the Bible. He had an amazing relationship with his dad. But Jesus always hung out with his dad and showed us a life of love, a perfect thing for us to emulate as mothers and fathers. Showing our children unconditional love. Now, it's interesting because there's a program on TV on Friday night and they had the Prime Minister there with a couple of other guys, a guy called Ellis, I don't know who he is, and also Simon Barnett, and they interviewed these guys. And it was great to hear our Prime Minister say to his teenage kids, what we try to do at home is show absolute unconditional love to our kids. That was from our Prime Minister. I thought, wow, isn't that pretty cool? I feel I should mention that today. I just think it's awesome. For us as dads, we just need to do the same. So in summary, I just want to say thank you, guys. Thank you, dads. Thank you, fathers. Keep up the amazing job that you're doing. But I always like to give a couple of words of advice, okay? Don't try and do it on your own. I mean, apart from your amazing wives, continue to draw from God and let the Holy Spirit give you the strength, the joy, and wisdom as you do your best to be great dads and husbands. Find a place and space during the week to rest in him and then to draw from that well of endless supply so that you can function and do your work as a wonderful dad bringing home the money. Yeah, you're amazing. So happy Father's Day, guys. Yeah, amen, happy Father's Day. We should sing that. We will do that in a minute. But enjoy being pampered. Yeah, we will. Enjoy being pampered because tomorrow you're back into reality. No, I'm just joking. No. But let's pray. I just want to pray. So, Father, I just want to pray for our dads. Let's just stretch our hands to all the dads here. Their day. Father, I want to today bless them. I want to thank you for the hard work, Father, that I know the challenges set before them to go to work every day, to come home, to show love to their wives, to their children. I just pray, Lord, that they would draw from your well, your endless supply. And, Father, I pray that today they would be strengthened, empowered, and encouraged to function in this amazing, privileged role, and that, Father, they would be like you modeled, great dads, great fathers, because I ask it in Jesus' name. And I pray also, Father, a blessing from the mums on the mums here as well, the support ones. Father, they say behind a strong man, there's a strong woman. So I just thank you for the mums, and I thank you for their unconditional love that they show to us as husbands, and they put up with our stuff. And I just pray a blessing on every mum and future mum in this church, and every future dad in this church. And I pray a blessing for every child that's in this church, that, Father, you would protect them, Lord, that you'd put your angels about them, that nothing untoward would help touch them in any way, that you would bless them indeed. Because we ask these things in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.